This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Achieve. come to a Muslim school and there's something wrong with your uniform, it's the teacher's fault, not yours. If you go to a private school, you won't even miss a garter in your socks. You know, a little piece of rubber to hold the sock up.
Mm.
This is the type of attitude we're getting. If you look at the private schools, there was a time when a lot of them were giving importance to academics. But today, I think a lot of the private schools, the elite schools, are giving more preference to sports than anything else. So the times are changing. Now, we don't want that to happen to the Muslim schools where we have established due to Islam, and now we're giving preference to secular education over the Islam. And what this means is definitely secular education is extremely important. We are in no ways undermining it, but not at the cost of your Islamic identity. That's what we're saying. Not at the cost of your Islamic values and morals, not at the cost of your Quran and Hadith and Sunnah and so on and Sharia and your entire religion. And this is the whole reason why this whole concept came about and why these schools came about, because there was a concern about our children going out and studying in schools where their deen was being compromised. Now, some people believe that a Muslim school is only that, you know, you start off in the morning with a surah, and you end up with a dua, and you know, you're wearing a cloak, and should I say a scarf on your head, and maybe even a cap or a topi, palansura, whatever you'd like to call it. That is not only what makes a Muslim school. Yes, the dress code should be correct, agreed, without any doubt that that is a part of, the uniform should be an Islamic identity.
Mm.
But more than that, it's the whole child, you know. What is the point of sending your child to a Muslim school and when you're picking them up with music playing in your car and you're bouncing around in the vehicle and so on, and you expect your child to have benefited something from the school? So we all need to be heading in one direction. And the parents are so responsible that they don't understand they are the ones who make or break, in most cases, their own children.
We're speaking to Mufti Ismail Mink. It's 18 minutes to 9, Central African time. Of course, we're talking about the Muslim schools and how you as a parent should react. Mufti, I just one final question, because obviously we don't want to take too much of your time. And we'd like to know, is there still a place for the Muslim school in the context of the whole schooling system in South Africa or even in other parts of the continent?
To be very honest with you, academically, some Muslim schools are doing better than all other schools. And I know this, whether it is in the UK or even here in South Africa and in other countries, the discipline, those who have achieved, those who have followed, you know, the proper systems, yes, there is indeed a place for it. In fact, we need Muslim schools and so on. There's one thing we need to refine, and that is our results and our discipline and so on. A lot of people blame the school to say there's no discipline in the school, but let's go to the root of it. You know, today on the globe, there are so many things that are happening. People are blaming all the wrong people. They're not looking at the root of it and what caused it and what can solve it. You know, you have a problem with your gum, there is a root treatment done. You don't just do the top, because you know you need to solve the crisis from the bottom so that it doesn't ever pain you again and so on. The same applies to our schools. And if we are going to go back to the root of the problem and we are going to solve the root of the problem, inshallah, we will be able to develop the discipline. And, you know, we need to have an attitude. And this is what I was saying, where the Islam must not be compromised. On top of that, over and above that, the discipline must also not be compromised. That is part of Islam. And then we also need to know that sometimes in the Muslim schools, people are not so serious, you know. The parents are not so serious sometimes. Sometimes the teachers might not be so serious, you know, people come in and go and so on. So we need to make the Islamic studies so palatable. We need to make it so, should I say, edible, so attractive, so that it can actually be consumed and taken in by the child. And the parent as well needs to be a part of it. There is definitely room for improvement. But to be very honest, a lot of these schools are doing very, very well, mashallah.
inshallah. Mutasab, it's always a great pleasure talking to you. Shukran for your time, and wishing you everything, all the success at this conference. And inshallah, until next week, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mufti Ismail Malik with the Social Revival Service talking to us there about the Association of Muslim Schools annual conference, first one actually, that's taking place in Durban. And of course, alhamdulillah,